Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Get healthy. Be healthy. Stay healthy. It's the Power of Health with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
I'm here with Natasha Trenev and Amy Valpone. Amy, the author of this hot new book called Eating Clean, and who doesn't need to eat clean? I think a lot of people will find something interesting about this book. Not only was it written with passion, but it was written because there's a story behind this book. And, you know, I'm always the first to say, when there's a story behind it, the passion comes out. Amy, I have to tell you, I love the book, and I think that people would love to know, what brought you to the point where you decided that it was time to share this information with other people?
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me. First of all, it's great to be here. You know, I went through 10 years of chronic illness. I mean, everything from Lyme disease to being given 24 hours to live with C. diff colitis to polycystic ovarian syndrome and hypothyroidism, candida, leaky gut. And after 10 years of struggling every single day, being on disability for my job, I figured out that, you know, doctors, as wonderful as they are, they were putting me on a cocktail of drugs, and I was in my 20s, and no one had answers for me. And I even ventured out to Mayo Clinic getting bone marrow biopsies because no one could figure out. I was pretty much a puzzle, and no one could figure it out. And I realized that I had to take my health into my own hands and really be my own doctor, not to self-diagnose, but to figure out how to put all the pieces together. And, you know, what I see now with my clients and so many people that come to me through my site who are suffering is that, you know, they're in the same boat. They're going through, whether it's something as minor as headaches and bloating or something, you know, more debilitating like an autoimmune disease or colitis or Crohn's, you know, these people are struggling and they're not getting the answers that they need. So, you know, I wanted to show people that, you know, eating clean and living clean feels amazing. Not because you should do it, but because once you see life this way, you know, you'll never go back. And you can start with very few little small changes today, you know, that can help your body stay strong and, you know, help your immune system and really start healing your gut so that these, you know, things don't manifest on the outside, whether it's acne or arthritis or, you know, whatever it may be, you know, and as I'm sure Natasha knows as well, you know, all these things start to manifest on the outside. But once we start to really focus on our gut health, you know, everything else starts to fall into place.
You know, interestingly, Natasha, you talk about the intestinal tract and, you know, the whole intestinal tract being, you know, such a long duration of highway, if you will, 27 odd feet, I guess, on the average. And, you know, this, it's an intricate process, and you know these unhealthy organisms that get in our body, it's like they're going to a costume party. They're disguising themselves, trying to get through and into our bloodstream, into our organs, and this is all part of keeping the internal part of our body in a healthier manner.
All right, Jeff, the analogy I'd like to use, and we don't want anybody to go through what Amy went through. So this is, you know, if you learned this early on in life, you won't have to deal with this kind of trouble that she had to deal with and come to the conclusions that she did. But think of your 27 feet of GI tract as the inside of your body facing the outside world, because food comes from the outside. And what people don't realize, that food, even if it's organic and especially if it's raw, is loaded with bacteria, fungi, and other microbes. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, digestion is very important, and that acid in your stomach is very important because it's the first barrier of those germs so that they can't get into your small intestine. Because if you do get a larger load of bacteria into your small intestine, they are very warrior type, and they want to knock off the good bacteria of the parking spaces in your intestinal wall. They want to try to get into your bloodstream because they want a free ride to your organs, such as your liver, your kidney, and your bladder. And basically, they're opportunists. They're looking for the best way to attack your body so that they can multiply their kind and really take over. And people don't seem to understand that this phenomenal, you know, explosive, you know, society is taking place, and this battle for your parking space and the intestinal wall is ongoing as I'm speaking right now, and we're doing this radio show, and as you're listening. So if you're not understanding this, this is where we get into trouble, because people have, you know, this notion that there's a magic pill that can fix anything, and that if we take this magic pill, that we don't have to take responsibility for this very important concept of understanding what it is that we eat, because the food can either become our medicine or can become our undoing. It can make either us healthy or sick, because the bacteria will attack that food that your body cannot handle, and they will turn themselves against your body to try to take advantage of it. And I just want to, you know, leave you with this thought before, you know, either Amy or Jeff takes the lead here, is that think of your body as loving it. And, you know, that's why we call in this segment, you know, love your body. And if you love your body, please don't feed it junk.
Well, and that's a big thing about that. You know, if you, your bodies do talk to us. If you love me, don't feed me junk. And we do it every single day. Amy, when you were going through your process, at one point, because of the food you were changing and all that, when did you start to address the actual health of your gut and your internal system? Was that at the very beginning to make everything else work correctly?
You know, in the very beginning, I was just going to Western medicine doctors, and that's why I was on a cocktail of drugs. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't until I started seeing functional and integrative medical doctors, which really focus on what's going on inside the body. So really getting to the root cause of the underlying imbalances that are in your body, and instead of giving you a drug to just cover up the symptoms. So I never even knew these kind of doctors were around. I had no idea this even existed. And once I found these doctors, their mission was to heal the gut. So, you know, getting rid of my heavy metals and increasing the bacteria in my gut and getting rid of the bad bacteria, you know, those were huge, huge. That was the first step of everything. And a lot of the clients that I work with right now, that's the first step for them too, because we realize a huge part of our immune system is in our gut. So once we start to, you know, work on that ecosystem in our gut and really start to normalize and increase that good bacteria, you know, their symptoms start to subside.
Why do people think that eating clean is so expensive? Because it's not, and it just makes more sense. And maybe it's once they experience it, they'll get the aha moment. But I think a lot of people equate getting healthy with just being expensive, you know, and they're not thinking about the expense that's going to be coming down the road to their body with the unhealthy way of living. It's crazy.
You know, that's a great question. You know, it's funny. If I could eat pizza and bagels all day, I'd eat them, you know, as much as I could. But there's not a bagel or a piece of pizza in the world that I'd eat to give up the way that I feel today. Mm-hmm. I mean, after I have a piece of pizza or a bagel or something, you know, some kind of processed food, I feel sick and I'm kind of in bed for a few days because I feel awful from it. And, you know, you don't have to have that severe of a reaction. But what I find is that we are so busy as a society that we're eating our lunch at our desks, we're throwing food down our throat to get the kids off to soccer camp or to, you know, to ballet practice or whatever it may be. We're running out the door in the morning to get to work. And we're literally just throwing these processed foods in our mouth to kind of, we're, you know, it's to get through the day. And I like to call it, we're living in survival mode. And it never even hit me. I mean, I live in Manhattan, so everyone's in survival mode here. It's go, go, go. But it took me to get sick, chronically ill, and become bedridden to realize, wow, I need to slow down. And Natasha, I agree 100% with what Natasha said. You know, it comes down to self-love. And no one wants to hear that. And I did not want to hear that in the very beginning. When, you know, when you're chronically ill, you want a quick fix to get you better. Mm-hmm. And there is no quick fix. I mean, I've tried everything. It's a lifestyle. And that's the change that you have to make. And that's what's hard for people to grasp, because no one likes change, right? But, you know, when you're not seeing, you know, when you're not having awful effects every day, there's no reason for you to change. But when you're having, you know, bloating or gas or you're uncomfortable, you'll do anything, you know, to make a change. So what I really want to do is inspire people before they get to the point where chronic illness manifests or autoimmune manifests or food sensitivity starts to manifest, and really help them, you know, get a hold of their health and realize what little changes that they can make today to kind of help their body throughout the next, you know, 20, 30, 40 years. And that's really what I laid out in my book. But I think the biggest message is really letting people know, like, there is no quick fix. It's a lifestyle, and you have to be dedicated to change your life for the better. And food is expensive, but I'll tell you something, 10 years of medical bills is 10 times more expensive. So, you know, I will never complain about buying organic food or buying good food, because your medical bills, you know, there's no comparison there.
Natasha, you talk a lot about something called the happy medium. And it's interesting because you this idea of the happy medium is where toxins, we want them to move through our body a lot faster, but we want the good nutrients to be fully absorbed and slower through our body. And what do you mean by that?
Well, that's something we call the transit time. You know, since your 27 feet of GI tract are the processing station for your biofunctions every day, it means that from the moment we consume food, how long does it take to exit at the other end? And that transit time is very important for us to understand, because the food has to move through our body at the right pace in order for us to absorb the nutrients and for us not to absorb the toxins. So that, you know, usually we talk about elimination on a daily basis. So if you're not eliminating, you know, on a regular basis each day, some people even talk about eliminating after every meal, you don't have a good transit time. And that transit time can be affected by, you know, stress. It can be affected by abuse of antibiotics. And I'd like Amy to get into that, because most people don't know that the destruction of your flora and your transit time starts with abuse of antibiotics and multiple rounds of antibiotics, especially when you're a child, that destroys the optimal balance of your flora. And most doctors will just tell you now, 10 years ago, they didn't even know probiotics. Oh, just go get a probiotic. But they don't understand, you know, how this probiotic has to be formulated, how it has to be administered to revive that very complex ecosystem that now you've destroyed with these antibiotics that you've been taking. And that's where all of us have to come to that realization, that when you trash that internal ecosystem, disrupt the transit time, disrupt about the ability to absorb nutrients and not toxins, you're going to have multiple allergies. You're going to feel sick every day. You know, it's like you're this feeling of feeling sick all over and not having the energy, being moody and depressed, not having the joy of life. Believe it or not, all of those feelings and reactions are related to exactly what's going on in your gut.
You know, Amy, I talked to a lot of doctors today, and many of them are my friends around the country, and we'll talk about antibiotics, and they'll say, well, the patient, they wanted it, so we just gave it to them. And I mean, I hear that all the time, and I'm sure they were not only giving them to you as when you were a child, and you had alluded to that as well, but also during your transition and your progress through trying to find a happy way of living healthy, I'm sure you were hit with antibiotics a lot.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was hit with antibiotics more than you can imagine. And, you know, even as a child, I was very healthy, but, you know, my parents didn't know anything about, you know, this way of living without antibiotics. So when I was sick, I was given an antibiotic. Or I had an earache, I was given penicillin. You know, back in the 80s, that's what my parents did. Mm-hmm. And so I always had bloating and stomach issues when I was little. But back in the 80s, you know, it was just known as lactose intolerance. There was no getting to the bottom of it. There was nothing, you know, no trying to figure anything out. So, you know, that was really, really interesting for me to realize, wow, I had gone through so much as a child and no one had taken the time to look at what they were really doing to my body. So by the time I hit my 30s, I had to say, okay, it's time now to really focus on healing your body in the last 30 years, because no one did that for you, or no one really was looking out for you. And I thought that was really sad, and it was really upsetting, and I just remember laying in bed thinking to myself, no one is helping me. And then my parents used to say to me, Amy, you know, we have the best doctors in the country helping us. And I used to tell them, you don't get it. Like, they're not helping us. They're just giving us drugs. Like, they're not trying to figure out what's going on with me. So that's when I realized, you know, if I make it and I survive, I'm going to dedicate my life to helping people so that they do not have to suffer and they do not have to go through anything even remotely close to this. And really just to educate them exactly how Natasha does. I mean, just educating people, taking small steps every day, taking probiotics, taking high-quality probiotics, I should say, not because there's many probiotics in the market. But, you know, really focusing on, you know, quality food and probiotic-rich foods and really focusing on gut health. So I think that's so important, really, you know, even for people who have taken antibiotics in the past, or, you know, they're dealing with something now and the doctor wants them to take antibiotics. I mean, that's why I think it's wonderful for functional integrative medicine doctors, because, you know, they're not against giving an antibiotic if it's needed. But, you know, really, antibiotics should only be needed on, you know, severe case cases. Otherwise, there are other ways and other antifungals that you can work with to, you know, kill off the bad bacteria.
You know, Natasha, I wonder how many people out there are actually going through some of the same stuff that Amy went through and just think that that's just the way it has to be.
I think that, you know, in just my humble opinion and from reading a vast number of statistical data, is that, you know, it's an explosion. For instance, let me give you some, you know, autism now. The new CDC report says that 1 in 42 children will have autism in our country. Now, remember, in 1970, it was 1 in 10,000. You have to ask yourself, what in the world is going on? The explosion of digestive upsets and disease. 70 to 80 million Americans have some kind of digestive issue on an everyday. 51 million Americans end up in their doctor's offices or in the emergency rooms because they have digestive issues, and they're given medication to cover up the problem rather than to get to the bottom of it. And, you know, let's talk about Lyme disease. Lyme disease has been around for 30 years, but unfortunately for us, now it's at epidemic proportions. And according to the CDC, there's 300,000 cases diagnosed every year in America. And what is the prescribed regimen for Lyme disease? It's heavy antibiotics without really thinking about what probiotic supplement you should be taking 2 hours after you take that antibiotic so that you don't have these reoccurrences. So it's really overwhelming. And I think that we have to start reaching those people. And if I'm correct, Amy, you also had a challenge with Lyme disease where after all of your childhood antibiotics that you had to take, you were probably put on very strong antibiotics to deal with your Lyme disease.
Amy, do you feel that the antibiotics that you had to be put on with the Lyme disease were detrimental to the overall health of your body?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, I was only on antibiotics actually for 2 days.
Oh, with the Lyme disease.
Because on the second day, I got something called hairy tongue, which is when your tongue turns pure black. And that was because of all the mold and bad bacteria and small intestinal bacteria growth that I had in my gut. So, you know, this was a Lyme doctor that put me on them, and I was so, so sick. I mean, this was 2 years ago. So that was really, really scary for me. And I had to even more think about how to heal my gut and how to figure out how to get rid of all this, how to get rid of the small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, the mold, the candida, all of these parasites and pathogens that were in my body.
You know, it's a very, very scary thing out there to try to find your health once we've lost it. And I think a lot of people have a tendency to, you know, be focusing on, you know, a quick fix, like Natasha says, you know, the magic wand, which there is none. And we have to realize that we have to make these steps. And your book is amazing. You know, eating clean is a really good way of looking at things because it gives you small steps, even baby steps in the right direction can make a dramatic difference. So we have to find, as Natasha says, the happy medium, a way of getting rid of impurities, but then fully absorbing and balancing our transit times. We need to make sure that our intestines are in tight control and they're balanced and we've got friendly bacteria that are there formulated correctly. And we have to make sure that we're looking at the big picture and we have to love our bodies. You know, I love the slogan, if you love me, don't feed me junk. Our bodies are talking to us. We just have a tendency sometimes to not listen. So we need to start listening as well. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this segment and all of my segments, visit the show page at RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening, and stay well.